This is VOA News via remote. Women. Russian forces pounding the port city of Mariupol shelled a mosque that was sheltering more than 80 people, including children, the Ukrainian government said Saturday. Fighting also raged in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and Russia kept up its bombardment of other resisting cities. There was no immediate word of casualties from the shelling of Mariupol's city center mosque. The encircled city of 446,000 people has endured some of Ukraine's worst misery since Russia invaded, with unceasing barrages thwarting repeated attempts to bring in food, water, and medicine, evacuate trapped civilians, even bury the dead. They're bombing Mariupol 24 hours a day, launching missiles. It's hatred. They kill children, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said during a video address. Zelensky accused Russia of employing a new stage of terror, also with the alleged kidnapping of the mayor of Melitopol, a city 192 kilometers west of Mariupol, after residents of the occupied city demonstrated for the mayor's relief Saturday. The Ukrainian leader called on Russian forces to heed his calls. Meanwhile, French and German leaders spoke Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in a failed attempt to reach a ceasefire. According to the Kremlin, Putin laid out terms for ending the war. Those included demands that Ukraine drop its bid to join NATO and adopt a neutral status, acknowledge the Russian sovereignty over Crimea, which it annexed from Ukraine in 2014, recognize the independence of separatist regions in the country's east, and agree to demilitarize. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.